is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, last night, if you were one of the lucky ones who got to go to the Guinness Storehouse for 98FM's Best of Dublin Awards 2019, I hope you had an absolutely great night. Hundreds of 98FM listeners gathered for our Best of Dublin Awards, where we handed out accolades to several different... Well, everybody that went last night was a winner, but we celebrated the best that Dublin has to offer, from best restaurant to best taxi driver to best bar, and a great night was had by all. Adrian was there himself, so just to fill you in, Adrian has been on holidays for the last 2 weeks, in case you haven't noticed, and he flew back from his holidays yesterday morning, went straight to bed, and then got up yesterday afternoon to head down to the Guinness Storehouse, which, by the way, is an absolutely amazing venue. I can't believe I've never been there before. It was my first time there, and I was completely blown away by it. If you've never visited the Guinness Storehouse, which, by the way, is the most visited tourist attraction in Ireland, and I can see why. Anyway, this year, for 98FM's Best of Dublin Awards, we received over 364,000 votes from the general public to determine who was the winner for 2019. So we had 80 finalists there last night with their friends and family. We had 16 winners who took home the Best of Dublin Award. And we decided yesterday, myself and Adrian, who just got off a plane, had a couple of hours kip, and came to us to co-host it with myself. I decided to grab a microphone yesterday afternoon and just do a sort of a behind-the-scenes recording of what goes on and all the work that goes into this show. I want you to have a listen to this. So this is yesterday afternoon, down at the Guinness Storehouse, myself and Adrian getting ready to go on stage. Okay, here we go. So it's 4:30. I've arrived at the Guinness Storehouse. My God, what a beautiful building. It's my first time ever being in the Guinness Storehouse, and it's absolutely amazing. And I am here, of course, getting ready for 98FM's Best of Dublin Awards. And I'm nervous, as they say, because myself and Adrian are hosting the show tonight. You know, it's different to doing a radio show, because when you're doing a radio show, you're literally in a studio on your own. Whereas here, there's like hundreds and hundreds of people just waiting for you to make a mistake. There's only one slight problem. Adrian hasn't arrived yet. Now, he was away, as you know, if you've been listening to the show. Adrian hasn't been on for the last couple of weeks. I know, nobody noticed. No, nobody noticed at all. But he's been away on holidays for the last 2 weeks, and he literally flew back from China this morning. I could be doing this bloody thing on my own. So, and as you can hear in the background, there's sound checks going on. We have a very famous... Oh, that sounded so staged.
It did, didn't it? It actually did. No, I am here.
He did just...
Well, I was standing over there.
Yeah, but you were late. You were late.
I was a little bit late, but I'm here.
Let me describe what Adrian looks like. So he's wearing a very cheap tin of fruit.
That's my wedding suit, actually.
Jesus, you got married in that?
Yeah.
So he's wearing a lovely suit and just back from China. How are you?
Great, yeah. I definitely recommend going to China. What a place.
On this show.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's Samantha Mumba.
Yes. Go on, finish it. I know I can count. That is Samantha Mumba in the background doing a sound check. Oh. So Samantha Mumba's doing a sound check. She is performing. She's performing at halftime. Or if you're listening to this in the morning, she's already performed. You're a big fan, aren't you, Adrian?
Big fan. I love her to bits. She's great.
So it's now about 5:20. The crowd are going to arrive at about 6:30. So we're just running through a few last bits and pieces. We're going to do a dry run with the sound. We've heard Samantha Mumba doing her sound check, and the room looks absolutely fabulous. Of course, we're here for 98FM's Best of Dublin Awards, where we'll be giving out awards to people who have excelled in different categories. Let me go to the back of the room here, grab Adrian, who will be, of course, co-hosting the show. Hello.
Hello.
Where have you been?
I've been just meeting the people.
Meeting the people. There's no one here yet.
Oh, yeah.
You need to do a sound check. Can we come up and do a sound check?
Let's do a sound check.
So we're going up to the stage to do a sound check, and we have little cue cards that Pat, who is the director of the whole procedure, has done for us. Unfortunately, Adrian, he didn't laminate the cue cards.
Oh, that's very poor show.
No lamination on the cue cards.
Okay, so let's just, so we say things like, welcome to 98 Events Best of Dublin Awards, and we try and sound really excited,
yes.
Is that it?
And it's clear that these awards are important to the people of our capital too, because we have had... Sorry, I'll start it again, because...
Oh, here, you're not going to be any good at this tonight.
I've done it every year. I've never fecked up. Oh, yeah, so we're backstage at the moment, just waiting to go on, and in true rock and roll style...
I'm having a hag of potato.
Backstage, we have, let me see, we have Brennan's bread, we have Hunky Dory crisps, potato crisps, and a Coke. As in Coca-Cola, can I just stress? Yeah. Coca-Cola.
Now, I've had my crisp sandwich, I'm raring to go.
Yeah.
And now we're backstage, and a big star on the door says...
Well, it's just a big star. Oh, no, it says Sam Mumba over it.
Right, let's go in here and...
Well, I think you know who's going to be in here. It says it on the door.
Yeah, Sam Mumba.
Okay, Sam Mumba, where is she?
Get out, I'm not dressed!
Oh, Jesus! This my is eyes, my eyes!
God, anywhere I ever work, I never get a dressing room. How posh is this? Samantha Mumba.
Hello.
Is our interval act tonight. How are you, Sam?
I am. I'm very well, thank you. Yeah. Very, very well.
This is your first time at the 98 FM Best of Dublin Awards?
This is my first time. I'm popping my cherry.
Oh, right.
By the way, just because this is radio, she has put her clothes on now. Now, she was doing her, as you heard on the recording, she was doing her sound check earlier, and that bloody song is stuck in my head now. Baby, come on over tonight.
She sings it an awful lot better than
she
that.
She actually doesn't.
I will actually box you. Has anyone been boxed on air before?
No, we're making a first tonight. Come on.
So you're on stage halfway through the show tonight.
I believe I am.
We have some of the best people in Dublin in our audience.
Brilliant.
In terms of the awards. Do you get nervous going on stage or...?
No, but this one I'm a little bit nervous because it's a little bit different to, you know, kind
yeah,
of...
Yeah, I'd be very
I would
nervous
be used
if
to.
I were you.
Listen,
really,
they'll just
really
be glad
nervous.
To get you off the stage for 5 minutes.
I'm going to be making sure you're pitch perfect tonight, okay? You missed a note there, Samantha.
No, I think it'll be fun. And look, I'll go out and do what I do and have fun, which is, you know, I try to do anyway. And hopefully they'll pick up on that. And
you have a new album coming out.
I do. And new single first. The album will be later in the year. So hoping to drop the single within the next month or so. So I'm very excited.
Dropping this, that's the lingo now.
No, I'm not as old as you, by the way.
Yeah.
Why? What was the old
release? Is nobody used to say?
Release.
You used to say release.
Ah, you're mad for release. Stop.
She's dropping it. Yeah.
Samantha Mumba breaking
Am
egg
I
on stage.
Am I the first person to make
you
yeah,
exactly.
make you blush?
No, it's the heat in the room. It's the heat in the room.
Samantha, break an egg on stage tonight,
thank
but not literally. Yeah. Thanks for talking to us.
A pleasure, as always.
And then we went up on the stage, and the rest is a distant memory now. What a great night it was. And well done to all the winners. We'll be talking to some of them in a couple of moments. One of our winners last night won the Dublin Hero Award, which is a very special award, a great award to win, as are all of them. And it was won by a lady by the name of Emer Cantwell. And, well, 98FM's Kieran O'Connor interviewed Emer straight after winning the award. Emer is a Dublin Garda, and she was over the moon with winning the award for Dublin Hero. Let's have a listen to what she had to say straight after winning that award.
It's amazing. It's absolutely brilliant.
So tell me a bit about yourself.
I'm a member of An Garda Síochána. I am stationed in Mountjoy Garda Station in the North Central Division. I've been a guard for 10 years now, and I am now 4 years as a community policing member. So part of my roles is, like, literally I look after Temple Street Children's Hospital and liaison guard for there as well. And then as part of that, and apart from that one interaction that I had with a family, it opened a door for me to volunteer and get to know other families that are in, I suppose, crisis situations and dealing with seriously ill children. And I got to know Little Blue Heroes, and now I'm a permanent volunteer with them.
Well, let's talk about that one situation. Tell me a bit about that and how it all happened for you.
Basically, it was on Halloween night, and I received a call to go to the hospital. And when I was finished with it, I went into the elevator, So, you know, you're in the elevator and you're not really thinking of much. And went in, and all of a sudden this giddy little kid kind of hops into the elevator and says, "What are you doing here?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm here to see how you're getting on." It's like, "How are you doing?" And he's like, "I don't like the bangers. They're too loud. They're too noisy." So then we continued on and walked outside, and he asked my name, and I said, "Well, look, my name is Emer." And he's like, "That's great. I know two guards." And at that time, you don't think very much of it. Like, you know, you're just like, you're always going to be nice to kids and, you know, always try and like build that rapport with them, you know, so that like when they grow up, you know, they're not going to be afraid of you or anything like that. Like, so it's, you're trying to build relationships. So then I was on nights a couple of weeks later, and I just heard this lady saying, "Are you Garda Emer?" And I was like, "Yeah, I am." And she goes, "You probably don't remember me." She goes, "But my son can't stop thinking about you." And that's when I realized, do you know what? I have to do something. I want to do something for this kid, just to show him that I was thinking about him and cheer him up. Because the mother quite got a bit upset about saying that they had to go for treatment abroad and stuff. So I knew it was something that I wanted to do. So I got in touch with Alan Keane, and he suggested basically that I could make him a little blue hero. And I was just like, that's great. You know, so what we did was we made arrangements, and we got him a custom-made uniform as well, and we had a party for him and everything. And to be honest, it had like a lasting impact within myself. I didn't realize that something so small, a small gesture like that, would have a serious impact on him and the family, and let alone myself. So then after that, then I decided just to continue on working and volunteering with Little Blue Heroes. Like,
that is Garda Emer Cantwell from Dublin, who won the award last night at the 90FM Best of Dublin Awards for Dublin Hero. And she really is a hero, as are all the people who were nominated in that category. And you can hear the full interview with her and all the winners this coming, Sunday at 10 o'clock with Ciarán O'Connor. That's right. This coming Sunday morning, 10 a.m. till 12. Let's go to Joe's Kitchen in Coolock, first of all. And Geraldine's on the line. How are you, Geraldine?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm grand. Now, Joe's Kitchen,
great,
of course, won Best Breakfast last night.
Best Breakfast, yeah. I'm just going to let you hear the atmosphere in the shop here, and then I'm going to go back outside.
Okay.
Everybody ready?
Wow. Hey, are you giving away free breakfast this morning or something?
I have to say, the whole village is electric this morning. It's absolutely fantastic.
Well, we're delighted for you guys as well. It's packed this morning, is it?
Packed. I mean, like, it's a great achievement, and everybody's excited and delighted.
And see, the thing about it now is, Geraldine, you can actually say that Joe's Kitchen serves award-winning breakfast, because you did win it. You did win an award.
Bring it home.
Now, are you the girl that brought the horn to the awards last night?
I am,
yeah. this lady, myself and Adrian are on stage, and we hear this horn going on in the background. And we realised that this woman, Geraldine, has brought a horn along to an awards ceremony. Did you have a great
confirmation suit and your communion suit was lovely as well.
Yeah, that was my confirmation suit last night. Did you enjoy the awards last night?
Oh, we had a great time. It was absolutely epic. And fair play to ourselves. He's put on a great show and everybody enjoyed it. And everybody was a whole sense of community last night, because everybody wished everybody the best.
Oh, they did. There was no hard feelings or anything like that.
And everybody was having a great time. It was brilliant.
So, of course, tell us very briefly a little bit about Joe's Kitchen, Village Kitchen in Coolock. What do you serve? Like, what sort of breakfast?
We serve breakfast, of course, now, award winners.
Yeah, and what makes you so special?
Well, I think it's about the people that come in, it's about the shop, it's about the food that we serve, it's local people. We serve bacon, the best breakfast rolls, we do delivery Saturday and Sunday.
Brilliant.
We do a lot of food for parties. I have to say, it's brilliant. Like, it's a great place to walk in, and it's a great atmosphere to be here, because the people make it special, the girls that walk here make it special.
Now, did I see Adrian Kennedy chewing the ear off you last night trying to get a free breakfast out of
you
next week?
Yeah, he was.
It's unbelievable, that man.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And I said to him, "Now, if you're coming, it'll be extra, because you'll have to make the confirmation and have a rosette."
The man's a multi-millionaire and he's trying to blag a free breakfast out
of you. That's how he has it.
You're dead right. But listen, Geraldine, you say hello to all the crowd in there, and once again, congratulations.
I'm just going to give you one big more cheer before.
Okay, for 98FM, here we go.
Are you all ready? 98FM!
Thanks very much, guys. Thank you. That's Joe's Kitchen in Coolock. And let's go to Man Up Barbers. And we should have Craig on the line for Man Up Barbers. How are you, Craig?
How's things?
How are things? Oh, things are a bit quieter for you, are they?
Yeah, well, I haven't gone into work yet.
Yeah, you sound a bit, how can I say this? Hungover, worse for wear.
You could say something like that, yeah.
So a good night was had.
Yeah, very good. Brilliant.
So, of course, Man of Barbers won the Best Barber Award. Tell us a little bit about your business.
We've been open the last 10 years, and it's been a long 10 years, I suppose, you know, as usual, like with any business, ups and downs. And I suppose this is a major up. So, you know, it's, yeah, it's, you know, we couldn't believe we won. We were just so happy, delighted, and it was, you know, really good night last night. So, yeah.
The hosts of the show, I have to say, were absolutely amazing, weren't they?
They were all right, yeah. It's, you know, they were brilliant.
What time were you out till?
I'd say probably about 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock? That's not too bad. So, is there any hair being cut in your place today?
No. Well,
no.
Yeah, we're in at 12 o'clock. So.
Okay, well, that's not.
We were making sure that, you know, we were going to give top quality service in at 12 o'clock.
Well, listen.
Not hungover service.
Well, listen, you deserved the award completely, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Cheers. Bye bye. Thanks for talking to us. They're just two of the winners who we spoke to, who won the awards last night at 98FM's Best of Dublin Awards at the Guinness Storehouse. And a great night was had by all. We'll be doing it again. I've been told that we'll be doing it again next year. So don't worry if you didn't win.
98FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring, and more. 98FM.